Yeah. I can't imagine how you feel. Seeing what you seen. Your bride becoming such a whore.
You don't see
when
that there's
she
any
cries,
problem, do we you ministering to the poor, the sick, the needy, to be appearing in Louis Vuitton and Versace?
What the ones put her out there like that?
Oh, no. The way that
what
the
ones manipulating? Selfish game.
$10,000 won't get you anywhere until God cuts you. There.
Please forgive us, girl.
This supposed to be a Christian nation, but it's more pagan. They say they God's congregation, but it's more Satan. See, these pastors greedy for them wages, so it's more begging. If you ain't rich, then you hating. That's how they gon' take it, yeah. The fix is here for the itching ears, it appears. We don't revere what's clear, can't even hear. The truth pierces fierce before knowledge fear. Death is near, it's to give the hemispheres a scare. We dwell in hedonistic glares and don't seem to care. With a henotheistic glare, God won't hear your prayers. We poor, miserable, blind bear caught in a snare. Look at the sin everywhere, wheat and tears. The cycles just get recycled. It's vital we heed the Bible. We fight for idols and titles. Survival is looking stifled. Driver, we be Elijah. We're model, we need revival. We prideful even through trials. It's final at your arrival. Christ gave his life, is it costing you yours? A firm election, where's your fight? Are you making it sure? Why will you die? Keep knocking on doors. If you seek, you shall find. Pray we look to the Lord.
See Christ, do we care? Or even try to repair what hurts her? Or do we just go about our way? The way that we live our lives is so unfair, 'cause we act like she ain't there.
I have an obligation to be truthful in this conversation and express the frustration I have with these denominations making disciples out the nations. Supposed to be our occupation, but hatred and debate causes complications. Constant confrontation leaves a stain on the congregation. They forgot the basics. Now we're wasting our convocations, quick to call someone who's non-Christian a child of Satan. It's a shame when some churches turn out to be ungodly places. This is unjustified. We the ones who stressing the bride, staining her wedding dress. This isn't corrected with time. Teach the laws of God, rebuking sin, rejection of pride. Time to fight for the church, so I won't lay my weapon aside. I won't apologize if anyone is mad at me for this language, because these things are part of our reality. The prophets and apostles were martyred, battlefield casualties. Made that sacrifice, fighting powers and principalities. The fires ignited once the truth and the lie have collided. To take the kingdom over by force, you got to be violent. Tell no more idolaters or false prophets reside inside it. And be the finger of Christ to wipe the tears from her.
Christ, do we care, or even try to repair what hurts her, or do we just go about our way? The way that we live our lives is so unfair, 'cause we act like she ain't there. We don't deserve her.
Yo, hey. I'm thanking Jesus for teaching me theses, speaking of which he even paid tuition. Gave everyone that he labeled Christian a great commission. Praise the risen, the Holy Spirit enables stable vision and regenerates, 'cause it's in our nature to hate submission. His grace sufficient, he gives the faithless a trait to listen. Sends us out to real men, he basically takes us fishing. Calls them and he draws them in from every nation, race and description. He heals the man whose ways is sickening, he's the great physician. He's been raising the stakes ever since the stake was risen. Between we and God is evil flaws. We are causing a great division, and we're involved in a hateful, filthy, and fatal system. I wanna be like God, till they say I'm guilty of plagiarism. So Jesus, give me the grit to endure the persecution. The church needs to receive the rebuke before the church rebukes them, 'cause we're the beacon in the night that needs to be bringing the light. So clean us till we're gleaming, and bright is the first solution. But our works are unworthy, Lord, we need your solution to wash us. This world and its knowledge just leads to pure confusion. And what is worse than your church pursuing the earth in ruins instead of serving the King, returning just to birth a new one? And blood stains on the brittle walls of the synagogue. Sin and law conflict, there is enmity between men and God. From Jesus to James, Stephen, Peter, and Paul, the early church was mistreated but wasn't weakened at all. Compared to every generation, we're the weakest of all. Instead of banging, we be changing like a leaf in the fall. Look at our preachers, they compete to keep the sheep in the stall. Sick of Satan, they manipulate the people to ball. And these lazy congregations, they ain't reading at all. So while they're sinning, they're amening. They don't see what they saw. We've sown a curse and we've grown accursed, reaping the same, preaching in vain. That's why we're asleep and we're weakened and chained. And we paraded, we ain't even ashamed. Got every reason to panic, the famine's coming, but we eating the grain. Please help your children to rise before we leap to the flame. 'Cause 70 million have died just for speaking your name. Yeah.
Oh Mary, don't you weep. Tell Martha not to moan. The church ain't dead, she's just asleep. But the groom is coming home.
When we see Christ, do we care? Or even try to repair what hurts her? Or do we just go about our way? The way that we live our lives is so unfair. 'Cause we act like she ain't there. We don't deserve her. When she cries, do we care? Or even try to repair what hurts her? Oh no, the way that we live our lives are so unfair. 'Cause we act like she's not even there.